target has disappeared. What do we do, Creator?
Disappeared? Well, no, not really, unless you mean that hologram of me.
Generated by my own device. You're resourceful, Doctor. I'll concede that much.
Your concessions don't interest me, Professor Montez. It's your ambitions I'm more concerned about. And I believe they need to be kept firmly under lock and key.
Stop him! Fire!
Target has left the incubation chamber.
Find him and kill him!
The locking codes have been altered. We are trapped in here.
Then blast that door down!
I can hear you, you know. Sneaking around out there. Scared to face me? Why have you locked me up like... Oh, it's you, Cardwell!
I'm trying to rescue you, Lucius. So if you don't mind not broadcasting that fact to every Dalek on this ship...
I wondered where you disappeared to. Hey, are you all right?
I knew the Daleks weren't what they seemed. I warned you to stay away.
Yeah, true, you did. But have you ever found that people don't really take you seriously when you're wearing that tinfoil hat?
I see. There's an electric eye over this side of the doorway generating the force field. I have a screwdriver here somewhere.
You've got a whole bunch of B&Q stashed away in those pockets.
I'm going to get you off this ship. Then I want you to run as far away as you can. And you can think yourself lucky that...
Lucky? I get marched in here, banged off...
You've started killing people.
Are you sure you're
not... Look, my arm.
Oh, my God. What is that? A burn or...
A group of us were brought into the ship just after you. The Daleks kept asking us questions.
What sort of questions?
About Martez.
Who?
Did we know where he was? Were there other Dalek creatures already on Red Rocket Rising?
Why would they ask that?
I don't know. But we couldn't answer. I'd never tell them anything anyway. Then they took us into a room and...
Caswell? Tom, darling, are you all right?
I don't know how I survived. Bodies fell on me. Must have shielded me, just... Lucky, I suppose.
Probably your hat that saved you.
They died. Don't you understand? Burning light. For a moment, I thought I could see right through their bodies.
You really mean it, don't you, Tom?
Yes.
Someone's coming. Quick, Tom, behind that wall.
Human prisoner, you will come with me. You are required on the command deck.
Yeah? Your boss decided to talk to me at last, has he? About time.
The Doctor is not a citizen of your world. He is alien to you. Why would you protect him?
It's not a question of protecting him. It's... Oh, please understand. If you could just... If you could show me some evidence, I could have him arrested.
You
and...
have no security forces!
There are people who'll... fill in for now. If they know there's a reason.
The Doctor is too dangerous to remain at liberty.
Dangerous?
You know where to find him. You will take us to him.
Why do you need my help? With all this technology of yours, surely you can track down an alien life form.
The asteroid that devastated your world contained many ionotronic ores. The metallic dust in your atmosphere is inhibiting our scanners. You must... Help us, Eileen Clint.
I'm sorry. I really am. And I pray this won't affect the relationship between our people. It's just... There are rules.
Silence! You have betrayed the Daleks. We will locate the Doctor by our own means.
Look, you better have brought me up here to apologize, because whatever issues you have with the Doctor, they're nothing to do with me, okay?
Clint! Oh, am I glad to see you. Look, you can tell them, right? They'll listen to you.
No, Lucy. I don't think they will.
Now, I wonder what you're up to out there, Doctor. Why won't you talk to me?
I don't think there's anything left to say, Asher Griver.
Yes, I've become so used to being poor, hapless Asher. I almost feel like I am her.
Except there was a real Asher once, with her own hopes and dreams.
She was no one. You think her dreams were as worthy as mine? My dreams will save mankind.
No, Martez, they won't.
Oh, and what are you going to do, Doctor? Kill me? What right have you to judge me? You're not even a human being.
And neither are those creatures in there with you.
Yes, they are. They are the future.
I've heard it all before, Martez. They are not the future. They are the end of everything. and I will do anything it takes to stop your twisted dreams ever seeing the light of day.
You can't destroy my work. I know the contents of my laboratory, and you don't have the materials for a large enough explosion.
I only have to create a big enough blast to seal you in your precious incubation chamber.
You'll never do it in time. My prototype's weapon.
Yeah, bye. Bored now. In fact, I need the battery pack from that intercom. That should help. What is it about Dalek creators? They never seem to want to shut up. Hang on, that's not the intercom.
Attention! Attention! Survivors of Red Rocket Rising! This is a warning! There is a dangerous criminal on your planet! A terrorist who would destroy you all! He is known as the Doctor!
Now just what are you up to?